The South Carolina Business Review is made possible in part by contributions from our listeners. If you would like to support the South Carolina Business Review radio program, you can do so by calling 1-800-256-8535. That's 1-800-256-8535, or by pledging online through our secure server at etvradio.org. Good morning. This is Mike Switzer with the South Carolina Business Review. Most businesses are aware of the need to protect their vital information, but our next guest says that the entire company's processes, policies, and systems should reflect the value of those private information assets. Jack Pringle is an attorney with the Columbia office of Adams and Reese. Jack, good morning.
Good morning, Mike.
Why the entire company's systems, et cetera, should be reflecting the value of these assets?
Because, at least in the age in which we live, there's so much focus on technology, and certainly in this context as a silver bullet. If we purchase this particular product, it will protect our information. It will safeguard our data. My view is that technology is largely a distraction when it comes to actually implementing good security and maintaining privacy. A famous security expert, Bruce Schneier, once remarked that if you think that security is a technology problem, you don't understand the problem and you don't understand the technology. And I'll give you a couple of examples in the physical world. No lock that you purchase to protect a closet or your home is going to be effective if you're not taking care to determine who gets the keys to it. Likewise, in the electronic context, if you're not taking care to make sure that only certain employees have access to electronic information on your network, you're doing the same thing as not keeping track of the keys to a lock. In addition, clicking on a spoofed email address or a link from a source that you're not familiar with is much like opening a door and letting a thief into your house. In addition to having certainly good technology products to help in maintaining security, you've got to have people and processes who understand what the risks are and how best to minimize those risks.
Is there a technology that when somebody clicks on a link they shouldn't click on, like I believe is what happened with the Department of Revenue in South Carolina, all the data that was stolen? Is there a technology that would be an extra firewall behind that that would prevent any access into the secure area?
There are some ways to attempt to mitigate that, but the point that I continually and continuously make is that weak link in the chain, someone who does not understand what they're clicking on or who may be subject to another social engineering ploy, which is the same type of confidence trick that's been done since the beginning of time, who reads an email that appears to be from the CEO or the IT department asking for some information. When that happens, no particular product is going to foil that. It's only going to be awareness and education and the kind of skepticism that will allow security to work in that instance. And I heard another good example of this at the Carolina Technology Conference. And going back to the lock example, after you lock the door, you still check it to see if it's locked. You turn the knob. And it doesn't mean that you have to know exactly how your security technology works, but you need to test it to make sure that it is working.
And so are there training programs for employers to put their employees through that are the key employees?
There are many programs online and otherwise that are designed to do just that, to try to help build a culture of security and a culture of awareness with particularly hacking these days in order to be able to see and to prevent those types of intrusions.
Jack, great information. Thank you very much for your time this morning.
Sure.
Jack Pringle is an attorney with the Adams & Reese Law Firm in Columbia, and we will have a link to his website posted at our webpage so you can learn more about this topic. Our address is etvradio.org/scbr. The South Carolina Business Review is made possible in part by contributions from our listeners. If you would like to support the South Carolina Business Review radio program, you can do so by calling 1-800-256-8535. That's 1-800-256-8535, or by pledging online through our secure server at etvradio.org. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.